I'll speak to whatever.
All right, take some microphone, MMA Legal.
Hi, Mike. I've got a client on the phone. It's Mr. James Weir. I think he can still hear this intubation at the moment. It didn't hold him proper. I'm just passing him over to you to do the initial call with him. And I'm just wondering if there's any possibility. I'm not sure if we can arrange it at all for the therapy or anything like that. He's still struggling with his mental health or his anxiety at the moment regarding the situation.
Okay, so I have a mental health practitioner on staff, Mr. Weir. I think we can definitely help you. She's just away from the desk.
Am I okay to just pass him over to you?
I'll James over to me, and then I'll get Matthew to. I'll have a chat with James, and then I'll get Matthew to give him a call back. But yeah, that's all. I'm sure.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll pop you through now. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, James.
Hi.
How are you, sir? Obviously not great.
No, me too.
No, I'll get up with you. I'm so sorry. As part of our care, he's here in MMA. We do have a mental health practitioner on staff.
I don't think that would be appropriate in Munich because he visits women that. I'm so far gone in my head, man. It's just, I went to a local hospital, mate. This is, I don't think it's appropriate in now. Well, it's obviously it is, but just not at the moment. I went to Malta Community Local Mental Health Team for an assessment, an emergency assessment, and I was told that a hospital, psychiatric hospital, is not for me.
Okay.
Even though I've been in psychiatric hospitals before for my mental health and stuff, and they said to me a hospital wasn't for me. I left that appointment, mate, out of that big building. Like, and the impression is my lane centre, and I left there, and I walked out that building, and I've never been more deflated in my whole life.
Yeah, what did you
I went to the nearest train station. I went to the train station, and I looked at my life that way, and then the train told me running, because there's a big fire in Glasgow and all that, and yeah, so it's just been tricky, you know what I mean? I'm wanting to write a book, so I'm wanting to put things on my Facebook for my friends to see so that they know. You know what I mean? We've never done enough. The boy's struggling that way with the visits and all that, his house, where's the support, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can get you help. We can advise and refer to get you help.
Well, you can refer me to places for therapy and that, and yeah, counselors, psychology, you know, because quite a few months back I was asked to attend, like, recovery trips and that, and because I'm in recovery as well from alcohol, I've not been drinking for over 17 months, so, well, it would have been 2 years and, like, nearly a month, but anyway, 17 months and 3 weeks I've not touched a drink, but in that time, I've never been more determined, you know, to get my story out there, you know, and it includes the children's homes, like children's home abuse, the staff hitting me, beating me up, restraining me constantly. The worst thing about it is, mate, and you know this yourself, well, every human being, you can never get out your head. It's a problem, man. You can never get out your head, it's constantly there. It doesn't help me either that I'm living in Lancashire. I was sexually abused or sexually assaulted, but I don't know if it could be classed as rape now, when I was age 7 years old. I haven't been to sleep for any night. I've told my mum and all that, but I've not done anything about that. So then last night I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to find where that boy was. But then again, no. I don't want to ruin my career, you know what I mean?
No, of course not.
But what
I'm going to do, James, I'm not trained enough to give you the right advice, but my colleague is. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get her to call you right now. Okay?
So the thing is, like, can we sort that out maybe next week? Because I've just got a lot going on and then Billy says that you wanted to speak to me and that's... I don't want to be rude, no, I can meet you next week, you know what I mean? Like, because
It's part of our assessment with you is to gather as much information as I can. Now, obviously, with the fragile mental state that you're in at the minute, my assessment of you isn't going to be as accurate as it would be from my colleague. Now, if she can have a, you know, 10-15 minute chat with you, she'll then be able to obviously refer you to different places as well. Maybe
yeah, your colleague Billy said she had an update for me in regards to our conversation a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so my role is James, is our role in this side of the business is to go out and gather the evidence for you for the flight and see the likes of your social service departments up in Scotland, but it's also to find out about your mental health and writing, you know, GPs, psychiatrists to gather that information. Now, because obviously you're in such, you know, a fragile mental state, we have a designated mental health practitioner on hand to help you. Now, it's not only just gathering information from you, but it's also helping you direct you to, you know, services that can help you.
No, I appreciate that, but see what my main priority is? Is getting this case resolved. The case, yes. The claim that I've made, because that is my priority. See the mental health and all that, I don't need to sort that them out, because I deal with that on my own. I'm still standing on it. I'll get my revenge. I'll get my payback. I'll get these bastards that abused me and took my life away. I'll get them, believe me, mate. But I don't need referrals for it. I hear it all the time. I don't see it from my own support workers. After I was the support worker, mate, and he said to me he's done me the therapy and all that, and I've not heard anything back. So I'm going to chase that up because it's a man's right to do that. So I'm going to phone my council social worker, my alcohol worker, and I'll say to my housing support worker, I have two psychiatrists, I have one doctor who is from alcohol, one doctor who's from my ADHD, I have a CPN, and I have my alcohol worker and my housing support worker. That is plenty of it. People they speak to, you know. They see me on a weekly basis, they hear from me, they see me, you know what I mean? I'm a changed man to what I used to be. I'm more angry, I'm more like wanting to punch fuck at people, you know what I mean, mate? It's no right, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, well look, let's see you have a chat.
We'll come away from, you know, your current mental health. Let's talk about
honestly, I'm worried about all these people that have done me wrong. Okay. And the thing is, I will. Because it's no right, man. It's like, nothing's happened to them. And see, if I did go to police, just get to the citizens and get healed.
Yeah.
No, wrong. Okay. Well, are you okay just to have a chat about your case now, James?
Yeah, that's fine. But like I say, any new one to ask me, the lady that asked me, the counsellor, something like that, yeah. Yeah. She would ask me, you can ask me, because I don't like it when other people, to see the thing is, mate, nobody wants to be continuously repeating trauma and talk about it. And the only way that you do it is when they're sitting maybe a therapist or a psychologist.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get exactly where you're coming from. All right, let's talk about your case. Obviously, you've mentioned a few bits there that you've got mental health issues. Obviously, your GP.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. I've got ADHD. I've had that since I was 6 years old.
Okay.
So, basically, at 6 years old, I had ADHD. Then at the age of 7, I was sexually abused. Then I got into an attempt to drink. About 14-year-old, I started to hit the drink.
Okay.
And then I was addicted for 20 years to alcohol. I bet that addiction.
Okay. How did you beat that addiction, if you don't mind me asking?
I went and asked for help. I went to a local alcohol. It's like the alcohol and drug recovery service.
Yeah, okay.
They're very good at it.
Yeah, I'll write
you can write to everybody, mate. That's no bother. And everybody says, if anybody needs any evidence of that or any letters or anything like that, then let us know, so that's been great, you know. Because actually, I don't even want to live where I'm living at the moment. Do you know what I mean? I hate it.
Where are you?
What's that, mate?
Where are you in Johnston?
Ah, you're unfortunately. See, I moved into my close when it was a good sense of community. There was your neighbours cared to know that team now. They don't. You know what I mean? It's terrible. But then again, mate, that's the thing with me.
Okay, buddy.
I always do what I need to do and I always do what's best.
Okay. I've got a tough one, James. I don't like asking, but I wouldn't be doing my job represent you if I didn't ask. Obviously, you said that you're still on the platform, but the things went on that day. Have you ever tried to take your own life in the past?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. That's what I'm saying. It's like, see, I don't want to let people tell me that. In my head, I've already written my goodbye letters. I know what to write.
Okay.
And I just need a defender place to do it. To write them, to make a nice quiet library to have. So I'll go here tomorrow and I'll just write them out. I can't ask any more money.
Do you have a plan for ending your own life, James?
If I can get my story out on Facebook and I can ask Facebook if I'm allowed to do it, then this is what I'm saying. I went to the community mental health team, my local community mental health team, and they said nothing can be done and I can't be put in a hostel. So
okay. That's
why I'm still just, I'm doing what I do on a daily basis, maintaining my house, doing the chores, and I need to paint my whole flat. And I'm going to do that all week, this weekend, the whole weekend. Oh, I'm going to paint the flat.
Yeah. What colour are you painting?
Just white fruit, make it nice for the next tenant.
Okay, so why don't you throw it out into the public domain, which is admirable?
Yeah, I would too. But see, the thing is, you can't just give names and all that, do you know what I mean? But at least you can use letters that only like one letter for a person.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that as long as it makes me angry. It wants to go back to hell with them.
Yeah. Have you been diagnosed with PTSD? Have you been diagnosed with any sort of autism or?
So, from the age of 6, I was diagnosed with having ADHD.
Yeah.
But my only full blood sister, said to me one day we were walking through the park, you've got autism? And I was like, no. She was like, but every time that you're walking past and all that, you're picking things up, looking at things, and touching things and all that. So I made a call to the local mental health community psychiatric that I have. Like a few months back, and I
talked
to her about that. She took me in for an appointment face to face with her, and she said, I'll get you a referral done for an autism assessment. And she's not very much to do. I don't know how to time my lady, I don't know how to phone my son.
Yeah.
But I've been diagnosed with ADHD, severe depression, and anxiety. There was a thing that a nurse said to me a couple of weeks ago, it's a new diagnosis, partly was given me, and that's part of PTSD and bipolar, so related.
Okay.
Because that, I think, because I'm not sure if you can get bipolar and stuff with PTSD, but that's what I was told, so you never know.
Yeah, okay. So what about you?
So the best thing for me is just staying in my house, because then I don't piss anybody off, I don't hurt anybody. I've never hurt anybody physically in my life, or done any bad to anybody, but even if you see people that have done bad to you, and you're still walking the street where you live, it brings it to, like, the point I've said. What if you got to this, you just to give them a crack in this?
Did you hear that?
Oh, I need to definitely do, but then that's when they'll go and get asked to the police and that. It happened one time, like, I was in a rehab, and I was trying to get off the drink back then, and what happened was, one of my best mate, is on my Facebook account, I've got his phone number not, my mate Christopher, Terrio, he was in the same place as me, right? And the day that he came in, the guy that abused me, when I was, it was through the children's care home, children's home, And they put me through a befriending service, and then the guy that they got me in touch with, the guy that they got me in touch with a beauty.
What happened there? How did that pan out? Did you meet them or did it?
Yeah, so I met him through the children's home. So the person from social work, with a social worker, and then he said, right, we're working with him to do all that, and then he told him, I came back a week or 2 weeks later to come and get him and all that, and then put right and all that. A few months into he, meeting and all that, took him to his house. And then got the child with them, and then raped me.
Oh.
And then the other part, as soon as he did it, his fucking hospital summoned me. That's why I need to get Glasgow, man. I need to place called Blank Iron in the hospital.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't advise you to, do anything like
that. Yeah, I know me, but here and there. See when that bastard's done it and then pissed off and seems to be spaced with him and everything.
Yeah. I mean,
you only do that if you're married or if you're up to something.
Have you
ever been
criminal with this?
Have you spoken to
the police about anything, James?
Yeah, I'm really tempted to do it, but that's where I'm saying. See if I should put it on social media, just for a picture.
You'll get some for defamation. If you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly. You've got to do it calculated. I know, obviously, you're up and down and you're angry. You're going to have to be a little bit more calculated, buddy. Otherwise, these people are going to win in the end anyway, because you're just going to be seen as a kid from care.
Yeah.
He's got mental health problems. He's just spreading lies.
Yeah.
It needs to be done a little bit more calculated, you know?
It's too hard because, see for me, mate, right?
Yeah.
I always believe that people who shouldn't be in the community will always get their time. I fully believe that.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I'm in a difficult position because one of the guys that is your husband, the centre as well. As soon as that man's husband abused me, I knew then I've got something on that bastard because, and I hope still I'm pushing to that. I said to the guy, and this is actually about a year ago, mate. I had a different Facebook page.
Yeah.
And before that I forgot the password and all that, I could never get back on it. But see, before I forgot the details, I sent the guy a message that the friend of pictures must be. I sent him a message and I said, I know what you did to me, I remember that day very well, and as soon as I see you, your life's ending. And he shot himself and he got a wall. Completely shut down the Facebook post, page, everything, his account, everything. And then I found another account with the same person, and he changed his surname by... Wait, oh my...
People.
He changed his name. His name used to be James Nichols, and now his name on Facebook is James Nichols.
Do you know what, James? There might be other... No, you just wear them as a way, don't wear them, using victims of this person. So it may be that it's worthy, obviously speaking to the police, even if it's just to try and name and shame this fella, to stop him from being able to do this to other kids.
He's working with kids. The guy's working with kids in the
house.
My mum was in there, guy, and his name was John Eric, and his son abused his grandson, and then I get put into a children's home with my teenager, and then the social work services are putting me through the befriending service, then the befriending service put me in touch with a guy who turned out name, abused me, raped me over 10 times, and then he's done it. You know what I mean? No wonder society's so messed up. And the boys that abused me when I was 10 and the kids. I won't ask you because I woke up with a sore bump anyway. So I...
Jeez.
So... What's that, sorry? I can't hear with everybody else.
No, is that in your background? Because obviously it's not mine.
Yeah, it's my background, yeah.
Oh, is it, yeah? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I suggest you go to the police. We can help you with that.
I'll go to my mum. I'll speak to my mum and see what my mum would decide. My mum might even come to the police station with me. Because it'd be too rough for me.
I would rather have
my mother there. Or my sister. Because I don't want any random people not knowing anymore. I'm speaking about this. See, like, obviously the people that are not to know all that. But the more you talk about it, the more it gets frustrated. And this is why I always said to myself, I'd love to write a book. You know, a book to highlight the past and things that it's a book, and it would just explain everything, but then again, I'm too old for it because I'm 38 years old now, so people taking away my whole life.
Of course, 20
years of drinking on it. I wasn't drinking for no fun, I was drinking because there's something to black out all these fucking traumatic memories. Nobody can choose this yet until I need a bit older shit, but anyway, that'll be my decision. But the reason now I'm so angry, I'm wanting peace and, like, getting resolution.
If you take your own life now, without exposing these people, without helping,
if I can expose them, I've done my duty.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not getting nothing, but hey-ho, I'll be able to save children and all that, and other people from being a victim.
Listen, we're here to support you in any sort of referrals or requests or anything you need. We'll, so what we'll do is, I'll pick some detail off you now from the, obviously the care setter mate you're in.
Yeah.
And yes. GP, the addiction charity that you were seeing for the alcohol, yes. Any hospitals that you've been hospitalised in due to any of the suicide attempts. And what we'll do is we'll write to all of those different institutions and we'll build a picture of obviously the trauma you suffered as a child, how it's had a massive impact and effect on you as an adult. And then Scottish Leaders are deliberating on our case. They have to take all that into consideration. So she's trying to get all of herself to this process. But if you need any sort of support, beyond that, beyond us trying to get you some money, with us trying to, we can all...
This isn't about the money. And it was my big brother that gave me your details. My big brother got put through a shitload. When he was younger, when he was in a children's home, the same place I was in, he was getting his jaw broken and everything. He was getting attacked off staff. The staff were feeding with drinking drugs and that. It's a joke. Do you know what I mean? It's to prevent this all happening again.
Yeah.
It's to prevent it happening to other victims and other people that are suffering and going through terrible things in life.
So I'll explain to you what I meant by the money. If you like, the money won't affect you, it won't bring, back what
happened. It won't bring my habit, it's not, but it won't.
What it'll do, and the hope is that it will make the Scottish Government take notice and not let these, or try to stop these claims coming down the line in the future. The only way for them to do that is to take better care of the kids.
Can I be honest with you? I'm going to tell you something that I've really not spoken to anyone about. See, good man. The man who was my befriender when I was in a children's home, he was a full-time maths teacher. He also said to me, and I swear down that my mother's life, said to me, as soon as I started to work with you, and I've done, you got to the age of, you couldn't do, have a befriender, I stopped doing that befriending process. So, it's like, he only
done that to get a target, and then as soon as he got that victim, he fucking left the job, mate. And it's honestly, man. And I know where he stays and everything, he's not even moved out the same house or anything, he's had all the abuse. And it's not just me, there's many, many people, including my ex-partner. And the fucking bastard couldn't even have the bottle and his husband to admit it.
No,
and I may have to go to court on it for that in the future because the girl said to me as well. And I'm like, look, if you think that was me, I can assure you it wasn't. I'd never do it, man. I love you for fuck's sake. And I said that to the girl. And then I met her one day in my local shop. Like, I thought, oh, it's great. So I showed her everything that does cleaning products and all that, and banks, things, even and all that. So it's like, I seen her there, and as soon as I seen this girl, mate, I swear I wanted to break down. But there's nothing you can do, you know what I mean? You're fucking stuck. And it's so hard, and then as soon as your lady said to me, she's like, if you love me, don't contact me again, and I've never contacted her again. And it's all thanks to these bastards. So what can that victim do, do you know what I mean? So get the story, they're only limited to so much they can say and do.
Yeah.
I think why, you're like, I was in the children's home and all that, I mean, I used to go to bars.
Go on, no, keep going. Keep going, sorry.
I used to get battled off the staff, the male staff in particular. But then, see, when the ladies started to get in a bit and all that, never wanting to take fucking restraining and all that, I had four ladies restraining me at the one time. One lady was on, the top of my thigh, but lying on it. Another lady was on the same leg, same position, same thing. A lady was on the left hand side and a lady was on the right hand side. And then one of the managers walks in, a male, and says, "Is it okay here?" Ah, he's just having my blood. You know what I mean? I didn't see, man. And they didn't understand that at the time. Maybe they weren't even told. Do you know what I mean? That's quite interesting. Maybe they weren't told that at the time. Then I was in the children's home, but you know, I said to one of my friends about it, that clearly you're a teacher and all that, and your daughters get out of them. I said, should they have been restraining me? And she went, no chance. Not a hope in hell. They should not have been restraining you like that. That's something to say, restraining my kid. I killed you for breathing and all that. And I said to her, I couldn't breathe. I was struggling with gas in her hair. And then as soon as I was going to make a complaint and all that, then I'm getting attacked and I'm getting battled in my own room. But they would never write it down, mate. This is the thing. They never write it down when they attack you, right?
No, they won't.
It's just when you're a bastard or you're a troubled kid, you know what I mean? Or a troubled kid. Yeah, so it's an absolute joke. It's not right, man. And I even said to some staff members back in the day, and I see two good staff members at present that still work in the place. I've only got time for these two guys, but all the rest of them, they were utter bastards, man. And this is what I don't understand, how people like that can get a job caring for kids and that when they put them through abuse and all that.
No.
The social work, this is what I don't understand. The social work, Renfrewshire Council, they are liable, and yes, it's bad, times on my own when I have a lot of things. They are responsible for, they have a big part to play in what happens to me with me being abused. And the thing is, they must have had some idea, some indication that man wasn't straight. Because I'm sorry, but who the fuck? I mean, I've never heard that before. A gay person working as a befriender. And then as soon as I finished and I got that little bit older, he said to me, I stopped doing that. So what, you only started to do the befriending then was to get me the victim. And that's what I said to the guy. And you know, I sat right in front of him, and I swear I wanted to punch the living crap out of him. But I went, nah, don't even do it, man. Take it to court and all that. So I took the guy to court and all that. He got convicted, lost his teaching job, lost everything. I fucking ruined that bastard. But, you know, right or so, because it protected other children. And adults also, because they wasn't good. He, honestly, he would abuse lasses, women, males, he didn't care.
Yeah.
And as soon as I can prove it, his life's over, because he'll need to run fast.
Okay.
I'm going to ruin him, but it's going to be through writing.
Okay. Let's try and get you some form of justice with the Scottish Redress for now. I'll get Matthew, my colleague, to share, because you don't want to keep you, you know, she's not going to do a mental assessment on you. She's just obviously going to try and help you, you know, in a more informed manner, shall we say, than I can as a, you know, a guy who works for a law firm. Let's try and have a chat with him now.
That's
fine. Alright, I'll get her to give you a call now, James. Okay. In 3 to 2 minutes. And then just finish the call off with you and she'll gather all the information from you. But James,
okay, so I forgot Michael. Well, that's the easiest for me to remember. I've got a brother called Michael.
Nice. So, Nathalie, I'm going to put the phone down now. Nathalie's going to give you a call straight away. And she's going to advise you what's the best for you. So,
okay, Michael, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for speaking to me, James.
Thank you.